Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
The question is, when is the last time you had a leak?
When I sneeze, or you mean in the bathroom, or what?
Leak.
Oh, a leak. Oh, so you said a leak.
No.
Oh, I just gave away some personal information there, didn't I? Yes, I have weak bladder.
It has been
a leak.
A leak. I can't remember the last time.
What are you talking about?
Well, stamp prices from April 3. You lick the back of the stamp now, don't you? Still.
I have not posted a letter in a very long time.
I can't remember. This is the thing. I can't remember the last time I posted a letter.
They, the lovely staff at Australia Post, they print them out now on stickers. If you...
What, stamps?
Yeah, not stamps, but like if you've got a package to send.
Oh, yes.
But I haven't... Do they even sell stamps anymore?
I don't know. Because from April 3, stamp prices are set to rise by as much as 25%, right? And so an ordinary small letter stamp is going from $1.20 to $1.50. I can't.
Sorry, it costs $1.50 to send a letter.
This is staggering.
That's outrageous.
And large letters weighing less than 125 grams will also jump from $2.40 to $3. I can't remember the last time I bought a stamp, the last time I licked the back of a stamp, with some envelopes though. You don't have to lick them because you rip that little sticky thing off.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but no, I couldn't remember the last time I bought a book of stamps. Book of stamps reminds me of Mum, definitely. Like Mum going to the old post office and she'd get a little book of stamps and she'd have an oversized giant wallet with 4,000 cards in it.
Do you send Christmas cards?
No,
me either.
Oh, God, no.
My brother back home, he will send me a Christmas card.
Oh, really?
And in that Christmas card, he'll have another Christmas card addressed to him from me.
Oh, you send it back. That's very sweet because he knows you're not going to send one. I think now in the digital age,
of course,
like,
it's so changed.
It is nice to get a card in the mail, though.
Yeah.
That is quite special when you get either a birthday card or a Christmas card or something. That is nice.
Wedding invitations. I still get wedding invitations.
No, the last few weddings we've been to all online,
digital?
all a website, like a custom made website, RSVP online.
And then I got one from Perth. And then they have the code. You know, you scan the code and reply and all that.
Oh, sure.
But the QR code?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that's a thing now too. I don't know how much longer people are going to be sending letters, especially if it's going to cost you $1.50.
$1.50.
And email's free.
And that's for a small letter stamp.
That's wild.
Unbelievable.
I know. It used to be like 10 cents or 20 cents back in the day.
Sure it was. I'm absolutely sure it was.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Well, Matteo Bocelli, I should say, he is the son of the world's most famous tenor.
Is that Andre Bocelli?
Andre, yes.
I know the name.
Well, Matteo has said that his dad tried to talk him out of following in his footsteps.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Matteo, the son of Andre, said his dad warned him of the many challenges he could face in the music industry and initially hoped he would pursue fields like medicine or economics. And of course, now, as I said, Matteo's in Sydney doing a night with Matteo, and here they are in the background singing for us.
Oh, so he's a singer.
Yeah. He's a singer, yeah. Would love to know this morning they can sing.
Oh, gee, that sounds beautiful.
That's father and son.
Are they just counting?
Don't know. If I knew Italian, I'd be able to tell you. But would love to know, did you follow in your dad's footsteps?
In your who? In your
fads.
In your fads.
Dad's,
in your father's footsteps.
Footsteps.
Oh, yes, like a chip off the old block.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Do you do what your dad did?
Yeah, like my dad went to prison. My brother Johnny did as well. Well done. No, he didn't. That was just a joke. But Pudsey, his son Mason, became a plumber.
There's a lot of father-son businesses out there.
Exactly, there are.
Okay.
1333. Oh, what about Billy James, the painter? 133353.
Is that a family business?
Three generations of painters.
There you go.
133353. Did you follow in your dad's footsteps? Melissa, good morning.
Hi, Melissa.
Good morning.
Did you follow in your dad's footsteps?
My brothers did.
Oh, your
yes.
brother. Okay, what was your dad?
Royal fencer.
A fencer.
Fencer as in with a sword?
The sport.
Or a fencer as in putting up the palings?
Putting up the fences.
Putting up
fences. Like farm fences.
Oh, farm fences. And so the sons
royal fences.
Were they called them royal fences?
Yeah, royal fences,
I didn't know that.
Didn't know that. So how many of the lads are rural fences? Oh, so how many of the lads did that, Melissa?
Two.
Two of them.
There you go.
And we've got, Billy James. Billy James, the painter from your minor. G'day, Billy, or Woy Woy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Now, not too bad. Now, what generation painter are you, buddy?
I'm the second generation painter.
Second generation.
There you go.
And your son?
I was a butcher for 11 years and then gave up the knives to pick up the brush with Dad.
Did you really?
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mate, your son name is Billy?
Yeah, my eldest son's name's William, then I've got Jacob and my little daughter, Ivy.
Right, okay. Now, will your son, eldest son, do you reckon he'll pick up the brushes?
Yeah, are you passing on the paintbrush?
No, I'm trying to push him to be a tiler or something worth a bit more money than painting.
You're a good dad. All right, son, don't do what I did.
We've had him on a few jobs. He goes all right. So.
Okay. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff, mate. Paddy and Maz, the
podcast. Okay. I have a story to share. I have permission to share this story. So Glenn was telling me this yesterday that he got a phone call from his dad, and his dad was like, "Hey mate, I got a pretty inappropriate message from your son, and it's not Henry, it's Glenn's other son, Jake, that we're talking about here."
Oh, right, okay.
And Glenn was like, "Oh, dad, like..."
So his grandfather too.
Jake's granddad. How have you been communicating with Jake, because he's only just gotten a phone, and
what's Jakey 12?
He's 12, yeah, in high school, and so his dad goes, "Well, I was on." Now I don't know what Telegraph is, but apparently Telegraph is like a WhatsApp type of messaging platform. It's just one of the other platforms.
Thought it was a newspaper,
and it wasn't the newspaper, and so
Telegraph.
Glenn's dad said, "Oh, so I saw Jake's name pop up on Telegraph." And Glenn's like, "What's Telegraph?" And he's like, "Oh, it's a messaging service." And so, and because he's got a phone, we're like, "Oh, he's probably on it." Like, once a kid gets a phone, they're on Instagram, they're on TikTok, he's on the things, he's
everything.
Messaging, he's on, and he's like, of course everything. He's probably on Telegraph. So Glenn's dad messaged Jake on Telegraph and said, "Hello, Jake, what are you doing?" And the message that came back was this: "Trying to get them nudes." Now, first of all, just to explain that Glenn's dad, God love him, is very, very conservative and very, very religious. And so to hear that sentence come out of that man's mouth is possibly the funniest thing that's ever happened in our relationship, trying to get them nudes. And then at one point, Glenn is thinking, "Oh my God, Jake, what have you done? Like, that's so inappropriate. And like, what are we doing with, like..." And then Glenn went, "Hang on, Dad, have you got Jake's new number or his old number?" And what happened when he had a watch before, he had like a space watch, and when we switched him over to the phone, they gave him a new number.
So someone eventually will get that old number.
It's already happened. So so what we've done a little bit of investigative work, and we've realised that the number that Glenn's dad has in his phone under his grandson's name is not actually his grandson's number anymore, because he hasn't updated the number. So for a hot second, we were just like,
"So your granddad has texted his number."
Text
this number. Whoever's on the
his grandson,
and so whoever's on the other end saying, "I'm going
to try
and
get the nudes," not realizing that it's Glenn's dad. Oh my God, what an absolute palaver! But we got to the bottom of it, and thankfully, like, no one's in trouble. It's just a really, really funny story.
Oh, that is so good. Imagine if he said, "The body's in the back, go
God.
And get some lime."
Can you imagine? Oh, jeez.
Trying to get them nudes.
I just...
So what was the question that your granddad...
What are you up to?
What are you up to trying to get them nudes?
Paddy and Maz, the podcast. Joining us on the show is the world's youngest mentalist, Nevo. Hello.
Nevo, good morning, mate.
Well, how are you?
Not too bad. Where do we get you at this morning, buddy?
Well, actually, I'm on my way to a show, so it's great. Just before that, did a conversation with you.
Now, you were on Israel's Got Talent at the age of 13.
Yes. So I made it to the finals of Israel's Got Talent as the youngest mentalist in the world when I was 13. And now I'm 19 and I'm in the Israeli military. I'm the IDF first mentalist ever. That's it. Yeah, I was 13 over there.
Okay, this I think the first question is like, what is a mentalist? Because there is a TV show called The Mentalist starring Australia's very own Simon Baker that our audience might be familiar with. Is that the kind of vibe?
Great show, by the way. It's kind of the same vibe, but different. I'm not solving crimes and stuff, but I'm using the five senses to create the illusion of the sixth sense. So I'm using psychological techniques such as body language, NLP, suggestion, hypnosis when I'm performing all over the world, and using those techniques to read people's mind and to influence people's mind.
Okay, Mazzy, come over here. I've
Okay.
got your first subject this morning,
Yeah, what
Mevo.
do you want me over on that microphone? How do you like do a thing?
Yeah, how do you get the vibe?
Yeah, you want me to show
Yeah,
something?
yes,
Yeah, can
yes,
you show
yeah.
something?
Let's do it. So do you want me to read Patty's minds or Maz?
Well,
Well,
both.
both. Go,
Come
Patty.
closer, so I gotta see your face. Come
Okay,
closer.
Go, Patty,
all
first,
right.
because he's
Okay.
closer on the
Okay,
camera.
can you see me? You're probably thinking to yourself, what a gorgeous
I'll
man.
only read one line, so you should choose who's gonna do that.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll go
You
first and
go.
Mazzy. Okay. All right, so there we are. I'm looking at you, Nevo. You're looking at me.
Okay, Patty, I want you to think.
Yep.
By any chance, do you remember the name of your first kiss?
My first kiss? Yes, I do.
Yes. What was your age back then?
Oh, probably 12 or 13.
Oh,
I think
you
oh no, it was spin the
early
bot. It was
starter.
spin the bottle and it landed on this particular girl and she was really good sort and I was so ugly.
Oh.
What was your age? That's interesting.
I think it would have been 12 or 13, maybe 13.
10 years from now, yeah?
Yeah. Yes,
That's
exactly.
your
Oh, that's
Oh,
exactly
look at
10
me.
years ago. Yes.
Nevo, flattery will get you everywhere, my friend.
Thank you. Love that. Think of the name. Look at me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. By any chance, did one of the letters I just said inside that name, right? High level
Well,
show, as I told you.
yes, between the alphabet, correct.
Is it a long name or a short name? Look at me. Answer.
I think it's a long name.
Long name. Okay. Is there any shortcuts for that name?
No.
No. So think of the name. Well, I got it. I think I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I wrote something on the chalkboard. I'm going to hold it like that for the first time.
Yeah.
What's the name of your piece?
The first kiss ever when I was 13 at Spin the Bottle at a party in Bundaberg. Her name was Bernadette.
Bernadette?
Bernadette, yeah.
But we've never talked before.
No.
Never.
You'll be amazed.
Oh. Nevo has got this chalkboard and he has spelt Bernadette, which it was Bernadette, but yeah. Oh, mate. How did you do that? Mate, that is bull.
That is amazing. And so this is the wildest part. Nevo, you are on Zoom in another country, like
Oh
on a
no.
different time zone. That is
And
unbelievable.
Nevo, before Mazza comes around and you read her mind, can you give me the lotto numbers for Saturday night?
I bet you get asked that all the time.
If I tell you, I have to kill you.
All right, don't give me the bloody numbers then.
That's so funny because people ask me if I can guess the lottery numbers and if I go to casino, and the answer is yes, I do. And sometimes I win, sometimes the casino loses.
Oh, mate.
Okay.
Okay,
Oh,
Mazzy,
wow.
you come
Can we
around.
swap? Can I have
Yeah.
a go?
Oh, look.
You want to do something?
Yeah,
Yeah.
can I do something?
Yeah, you know what? Let's try. Let's try.
Okay, we'll switch so you can see
I'm
Mazzy because
gonna
Nevo's
write
on
something.
Zoom.
I'm gonna clear that. I'm gonna use my code and clear that.
Oh,
So
that
the
was
word is.
just unbelievably amazing.
This is
Okay.
probably a better experience for you having to look at me than. Oh, mate.
100%. Just,
Okay, and I'm looking at
so look
you.
at me.
I'm looking at you.
I
Oh, do
want
I
you
look?
try to come closer as you can to the camera. You don't have to say anything, just come closer to the camera. Okay, that's great. That's great. See you. It's all about body language. It's all about those psychological techniques. So
Okay.
I'm going to write something
Second.
on that chalkboard.
Okay.
I want you to think of a certain time. A time, something, I don't know, something very important to you happen. Ooh. It can be any time that you want.
Got it.
Okay, so don't tell me what's the event. Don't tell me the time. Just think of it. Okay, I'm not going to write if it's AM or... Okay, I'm just going to write something. Look at me. I think I got it correct.
What do you mean? I'm not sure. Don't think you've got it. I haven't done anything.
Don't change your mind. Do not change your mind.
I'm not changing my mind. I wouldn't.
First time. You've never told to anyone. What's the time?
So it was when I got my first job on MTV. It was 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
I remember it clear as day.
So Nevo is in New York, and what? he has swung the board around and has got 10 o'clock.
That, do you know what's so weird, Nevo? So when I was thinking of it, I was like, the day I got my job on MTV, because it changed my life. That was such a cool day. But I didn't think in my brain that it happened at 10 a.m., but I know it happened at 10 a.m. because that it changed my life. Oh, that's just crazy.
And can I ask one more question? My team, the Brisbane Broncos, will they win the premiership this year in rugby league?
I'll tell you it when we'll stop broadcasting. I'll tell you it later.
Okay.
I was like, no! Okay, that's an off-air conversation.
I'll tell you it later. I don't want to say it in front of all the audience.
Okay, all right then. Well, listen, thank you so much. This has been just amazing. When you come, well, we will try and get you back with one of our listeners.
Absolutely.
Would be great. And when you tour, we're going to stay in contact because
100%.
There are so many lotto prizes and gambling casinos I want to visit you.
Nevo, just so you know, Paddy runs a very unsuccessful lotto syndicate in our office. And every couple of weeks, there'll be a little email saying, "Dear Lotto Syndicate members, can I have another $5? Because the jackpot's $20 million this weekend."
Any console, then I'm here for you.
I might buy into the Lotto Syndicate if Nevo's going to be on the team. We might win.
Very important for listeners to keep thinking always good and positive thoughts, because you can never know really who's going to read those. So just think positive thoughts.
Yes, I'm going to pass that on to Maz. I'm going to write that down and give that to you every morning, Maz, before we start.
Tell you what, you make it challenging.
Nevo, thank you so much.
Your compliments, it really means the most.
Thank you, mate. Paddy and Maz, the podcast. You're now going to hear a story how a mother cheated on the Central Coast. Cheated when it came to putting a Easter bonnet together.
Okay.
Tell us how you did it, Mazzy.
This isn't cheating. There's the Easter hat parade at preschool tomorrow in the afternoon. And so they sort of sent out a note from preschool and they're like, here are the kind of rules around it. Like, we need you to make the hats if you can. Get the kids involved to make the hats and then rock up at the time, give the hat to the child in the morning, clearly marked with their name on it, and then away we'll go. So I can report on how the Easter hat parade goes on Thursday's show, because it hasn't happened yet, but I did the Easter hat yesterday afternoon.
And Maz said, look at this morning when we got here, she said, look at this, I made this Easter bonnet.
I did make it.
And I went, my God, I said, that is brilliant.
It's really cool.
I said, you are so crafty.
Look how clever it is.
With what you've done.
So what can I'll explain it. What I've done is it's a king's crown.
Mm-hmm.
It's made in foam. It's a king's crown and it's got some foam stick-on bits as well. So it's got like a little ducky that I made and then some Easter eggs. And then I actually got these little sort of bunnies and I've stuck actual bunnies onto the crown, all with double-sided tape.
And the crown, it's like a little A with a circle at the top and there's a little gap there and it goes right around on there. That is so brilliant. You did that.
I did do it.
No, she didn't. She bought it from Spotlight for $5.
I bought a kit. It's a kit. It's a hat-making kit.
You're supposed to do the Easter bonnet. Once you're 353, is Maz supposed to do the Easter bonnet with cardboard?
Oh, that come
cardboard,
on.
Cardboard, crepe paper, and a bit
basket.
Of alfoil.
Too hard Easter egg basket. I went to Spotlight and I found a solution for my problem, because the problem was I had to make an Easter bonnet and I had no idea how to do it. And I found this really cute little foam kit.
This
and
is
it comes
cheating.
With two at crowns and I made all the things.
Cheating at its worst.
I stuck all the foam on and it's there. It's ready to go. And do you know what? I did ask Henry for some help in the afternoon when we got home. I said, do you want to help me make the Easter bonnet, darling? And he goes, no, Mum, that's boring. And I'm like, what do you mean? I said, this will be fun. We can do craft together. And he goes, it's boring because you can't eat it at the end because he's so used to baking in the kitchen with me. And then we'll like have a cheeky cupcake on the side. And because there was no food reward, he was disinterested in the bonnet making.
Unfortunately, in the Easter bonnet parade on Thursday.
Wednesday,
Henry's going to be disqualified.
Oh, my God.
To spotlight. Patty. What did that cost? $5. Pretty good for $5. Got to say.
Thank you.
Pretty good for
$5. And there were two in there.
You wouldn't be bothered going to a bloody cardboard store and, you know, a newsagent buying that cardboard.
I thought it was a great solution.
Yeah.
And thank you, Spotlight, for solving my problem for me. I think it's a great Easter bonnet.
And $5. Bargain.
Yeah, thanks.
We were just talking about how you dudded poor Henry, your son, because you were supposed to make an Easter bonnet Easter parade. Oh, you got it from Spotlight for $5.
I got the kit and I made the kit and I'm proud of my efforts. Hi, John.
John, good morning.
Patty, g'day, Maz. I think you've done very well, Maz. Come on now. This is Patty. All's fair in love, war, and Easter bonnet creation.
Mate, that is cheating. That is cheating on the Easter bonnet. The other Easter bonnet makers out there.
Not at all, mate. I think it's a little bit of lateral thinking myself. I'm giving you a 10 out of 10, Maz.
Thank
well
you,
done.
John. I appreciate
hey,
that.
Hey, this is not red faces, mate.
Hey, I'm a problem solver. I had a problem and I solved it.
Thanks, Johnny.
The question has to be asked, mate. How many Easter bonnets have you made?
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Maz, I've got these boxing gloves. I want to hand one to you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just one?
You only need your right hand. You do.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good right hook.
Okay. Straight into my stomach, please. Oh,
I told you.
Okay.
You weren't ready for that, were you?
Give me another one. Just. Oh, jeez. You know why I want you to do that?
I don't know. I've wanted to since I've worked with you, so thank you for the opportunity. I feel much better now.
That was just how I felt when I got my electricity bill
the other day. No.
It wasn't one punch to the guts. It was two.
What's going on? Okay.
It was double.
Double?
And I'm there. Because that was over. You know how it's been unseasonably humid.
It has been humid. You do complain about the heat.
Yeah, I do. And so, you know, you're running the AC quite a bit.
Mm.
And I couldn't believe it. Oh, give me another
it's
one.
It's double. Just
That just made me feel much better.
That's a bit higher. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that's okay. No, sorry for you too.
It was double.
I couldn't believe it.
So what are the biggest changes? Because obviously.
Yes, there are changes now.
Oh, dear. What are you enforcing?
Well, campfire in the backyard. We're now going to rely on Alma Neighbor a bit, so we're going to run two leads from his power box.
Stop it.
And whatever he watches on TV, that's what we're watching.
Just stream it over.
Through the binoculars, and we will only use the internet in Cal's room because that's where we can get Al's Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Couldn't believe it.
So honestly, though, so what do you think has been, because I know you've got a bunch of adults living at your house.
Yeah, the freeloaders. The leeches are just sucking up all the power.
And so they're just whacking on the aircon willy-nilly, doing loads of washing at peak times.
Yeah, no, probably using the dryer when I'm not home.
What can you change?
Because they couldn't be bothered walking out to the clothesline and pegging the clothes up there.
Do you have a no-dryer policy? I've got a bit of a no-dryer policy.
Why have you got a no-dryer policy?
I've got a bit of a no-dryer unless, like yesterday, we did like the sheets. So we did bed sheets in Henry's room and our room. And because it was raining and a bit damp, we did use the dryer yesterday, but that was because I okayed it. But usually there's a bit of a no dryer rule.
Do you have a coin slot for your coin dispenser?
$2 a load. You know it.
Seriously, we're going to have to install that.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it was just mad. And you know what? Because we're with Red Energy, I thought we went from Energy Australia to Red Energy.
Okay, I hope they're not a client.
They are.
Okay. Are you trying to get a discount on your next bill?
Hasn't worked before.
Okay, still trying.
But it's just, no, you've got to be vigilant, and which I have become.
So do you think, because there are peak and off-peak times, will you muck around with that? Or no, it's just too hard basket?
Oh, look, I tried to look. There was so many figures, Maz.
Oh, my God.
I did the conversion when I was, like, I got all the details from Energy Australia, then rang Red Energy. Have you gone through that, Biz? And you're writing down 23.2576 per kilowatt. And in the off-peak, what's the off-peak time? And then in the half-peak, what's the half-peak time?
Yeah, do you know what that is at my house? Do you know what that's called?
What?
A Glen job.
See?
Hey, darling.
Come over here.
Our electricity bill is outrageous.
But
fix it.
What it is now, it's just lights off, everyone.
Oh, no.
Lights off, it. No air conditioning. Like the other day, it was 33. Then, no, too late. Okay. You know, just get a pad or something. Just fan yourself. Just like
fan
that.
Yourself just fan down. Yourself down. Get a cold towel on the back of your neck, doll. Well, you know what? If it all gets too much, go jump in the pool.
Yeah.
Cool yourself down. Paddy and Maz, the podcast. Okay, it was a pretty big day yesterday. We had the Easter hat parade at preschool. It was my first Easter hat parade, as it was Henry's first as well. That was a success. That was great.
Did any of the other parents buy the $5 hats from Spotlight like you did?
We did see one other $5 Spotlight crown. And yes. I've got to say, Henry's Easter hat was very low rent compared to some of the other hats.
So those mums would have used cardboard,
cotton balls. I was like, did you guys remortgage your home to make that hat? Because some of them were absolutely unbelievable. But still, it was fun. But there was a disaster and there was an incident. And you may recall me making a lemon cake earlier in the week to send into the daycare.
That's right. For the birthday.
For the birthday. So the birthday's on the weekend.
For Henry the 10th.
Yes. He's the 10th grandchild.
We don't call him Henry the 8th or what happened there
with Henry. It's Henry the 10th because he's the 10th grandchild on Glenn's side of the family. So I made the lemon cake. I put it on a plate. I put the plate in a bag. I had the ingredients listed on a note. So that they knew.
You have to do that.
Got to do that.
Yeah.
And the cake was in the fridge. And then yesterday morning, I texted Glenn straight out of the gates. I was like, remember the cake and the Easter hat? And he was like, don't worry, Henry's already reminded me. So I knew the cake was going to make it out the door. So that's awesome. And so when I got home after the show yesterday, I walked into the house and I was presented with this on the kitchen bench.
Oh, my Patty, God.
And
oh.
I actually started crying.
So... In the top part of the picture is this beautiful white plate that is totally smashed. It's split down the middle. There are two triangular wedges that has come from the plate. Then we move down to the said cake, and it is totally split. It looks like an earthquake
has ruptured
and just ruined this cake and split it into three.
I was so gutted.
Actually, five.
Of course... I rang Glenn, not angry, and in my calmest, most understanding, empathetic voice, I said, what happened to the cake?
Asking for a friend, what happened to the cake?
And he said, oh, darling, he's like, Henry was so excited about taking the cake, he wanted to carry it to the car, and they got to the car and he just dropped it on the ground and the plate just smashed everywhere.
It disintegrated.
And he goes, I picked it up thinking maybe I could just put the cake on another plate, but there were shards of the plate like embedded into the cake. And he's like, there's no way you could serve that at a daycare.
No, you can't take that.
So he just, and then he goes, and I left it on the kitchen bench so that you would see what happened to it. And then there was, after he said that, there was about 10 seconds of silence. And then he goes, oh, are you really upset? And I started crying again. And I was like, yeah, I'm really upset. And I'm like, I'm upset, A, because I put my heart and soul into this cake. Yeah. My heart and soul and no eggs, by the way, because it's an egg-free daycare.
Right, yeah.
And then Henry didn't get to have cake with his buddies at daycare.
Maz, I've got to ask, what is that white stuff? That's not icing, is it?
Yeah, it's lemon icing. It's icing sugar and lemon juice.
Jeez, you've got to go into some sort of cake-making school, seriously. if that's what you... You know what? Henry's probably done the school a favour by dropping this cake.
That was
because
a good effort.
If that is your icing capability, seriously, I give you 1 out of 10 for that. Can we ring Julie Goodwin?
Oh.
Can we get Julie Goodwin and see if Julie does cake making and icing in particular?
Send me off for a course.
And see if we can get a course.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Paddy and Maz, the podcast. Here we go. And thank you to the Brian Hilton Motor Group, the home of Skoda on the Central Coast, for supporting what we do.
Absolutely. And if you're in the market for a new car, make sure you start at the new Skoda showroom at Brian Hilton Motor Group, North Gosford.
Every Skoda comes with Euro styling, top warranty, prepaid service options, guaranteed future value, and much, much more.
Okay, team, make sure you visit the home of Skoda on the Central Coast at Brian Hilton Skoda in North Gosford. Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk to you quickly about buying things, okay?
I'm all ears, buddy.
So we all know how expensive things are.
Get on Maz's couch.
A little groove in the
Maz,
seat.
Is that all right if Zachy gets on your couch?
Good, 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 good. Yeah,
okay, thank you.
No worries.
Okay, let me just take a seat.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. So I was in the market of buying some dishwashing tablets, and I thought, you know what? We're at Woolies, and Jenna goes, oh, look, you know, we can just get them here. It's easier. We're here. We'll get them now. I said, no. I'm not paying $75.
That's really expensive for dishwashing tablets.
It's only How many in that, mate? Well, there's 80, I think. 80 tablets, $75.
We're talking dishwashing stuff?
Dishwashing stuff.
You're hanging around Gosford train station?
Not a chance am I paying $75.
No way. Absolutely not, Zachary.
It's a week's pay.
No.
on
And then some.
Yeah, on dishwashing tablets. So I thought, you know what, I saw a video and they said, try the cheap stores. So I went, okay, I'll try one. I went to the reject shop.
I like the shirt that you got there.
Yep, thanks.
Not bad.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's all right.
And yeah, look, you know.
What did that cost you? A couple of bucks?
Well, they just gave it to me with my dishwashing tablets.
You buy dishwashing tablets. It's a 2-for-1
freebie.
Get a t-shirt. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it.
Thanks, mate. I like it.
Nothing wrong with it. Looks
and
good.
Anyway, so I went there, same packet of tablets.
Yeah.
How much do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. So what were you playing the majors?
80 bucks.
For how many tablets?
80.
Oh, God. That would be about a buck each.
Yeah.
$35.
Same brand and everything. Same brand,
you reckon?
I reckon.
$35.
No.
A higher or lower if we're playing this game?
I'll just tell you. $25.
I wanted to play higher or lower. You just told me the price.
Lower.
$28.
Yep, we'll go with that. $25, right?
Holy, compared to 70.
And look.
But are do you they have the same?
Do you have a bit of a qualm about this? Do you?
Look, because you don't know whether they might have, to say if it's finished, but it might be veneer.
Oh, and you think it's some dodgewire?
Well, it may be. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it is. It was like the time we bought what we thought was a Konica TV. You know, Konica, the picture brand or the camera brand.
Is that Kodak?
Yeah, or something like that.
Oh, Konica, yes, sorry.
Konica, yeah. And then, anyway, someone, when I was looking at the invoice, it was Konka. And
did it work?
Oh, just. No, it wasn't too bad. But honestly, we thought we bought Konica. And then someone said, no, mate, that's a Konka.
Yeah.
So that could be the issue when. So just see how those tablets go for you and give me a report on Monday.
All right, we'll do it. I remember I bought some shoes once and they were Adidas, but it had two, like ADDIDDAS.
Did you buy from markets in Sydney?
Yeah.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Talking about this story. Oh, how would you be? This computer expert, James. Anyway, he accidentally threw out his Bitcoin fortune on an old hard drive. Says it's now worth $1.5 billion. And he's launched a legal fight to dig it out of the council refill.
It was a number of years ago that he discovered that it had been chucked in the bin. But didn't he leave it in a bin bag?
Yeah, he did. Because, you know, you have your hard drive containing the only access to your crypto because you've got to have all the info there.
Sure.
And as I was saying, like you look at your passwords that you have, like over Christmas, by the time you come back to work, what was that password again?
I get them all confused. It's so frustrating.
Everything needs a password.
Yeah.
Every single account you have.
Yeah. And password one doesn't cut it, guys, these days.
No.
It doesn't.
Because you can, was it a little a, a lowercase a, or was it
it's too confusing.
Oh, it is. So this is what Paul
I get
Ladd
why
did.
Old mate had to have a hard drive, but then he put it in a bin bag and it's been chucked
thrown
in the bin
out.
And now it's worth what?
$1.5 billion. Oof. That was in 2013. You'd be spewing. You would be wanting to go through the landfill. But this morning we're looking at what have you regretted or about getting rid of or thrown out accidentally? Zachy, what's yours?
Oh, Zachy, you've got one.
Yeah.
Or maybe turn a microphone.
Yeah, very much so.
Thanks. So when I was a kid, I used to collect Pokemon cards from like the mum would buy them at Woolies or
Big
W.
You know that is not shocking at all.
Yeah.
Knowing you?
I feel like everyone at my age had Pokemon cards or Yu-Gi-Oh cards,
right? Did you have all of them, though? Like, were you a hardcore collector? Hardcore collector.
And now, one of the holographic Charizard cards, right, which is a card I remember having, one of them, it was a first edition one, it sold for about $640,000 Australian.
Stop it.
Did you have one of them?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you had so many cards.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, hindsight's 2020, isn't it? But,
yeah.
Geez, I would have loved to have kept them.
Yeah, when did you toss them? Like when you moved out of home?
I think it was a while ago, yeah. But, geez, they're worth a fortune now.
Not worth a trip to the council landfill?
Not $1.5 billion, no, not quite.
We over the time, have thrown away a lot of the old VHS movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like Star Wars. And
who has a VHS now?
Yeah, and you go, oh, we're going to use this. Boom, out there you go. And as you say, you look on eBay or Gumtree. And you can get some of them play. Yeah, very much so.
I have definitely gone through, like I went through a phase where I was like, I'm going to be a minimalist. And so I did chuck a bunch of stuff out, but nothing, because I don't really, I'm not a collector. So I just don't feel like I've had anything of worth. I've gotten rid of annoying stuff where I'm like, I get, you know, go through my wardrobe and then 6 months later I'm like, oh, should have kept those leg warmers because they've come back in fashion. But nothing that's worth a bunch of money per se.
Would love to know though, 1-3-3-5-3, was there something that you got rid of, you threw out, and what, judging now in 2024, would it be worth?
Oh,
what about cars? Oh, this Ford.
What car did you get?
It was a $1,500 one. It was one of these beautiful old Fords, and I sold it for $1,500 in Darwin. They're worth about $85,000 now. And you just went on.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Collectible cars.
Yeah.
How come? Yeah.
They just gone up.
But back when you have it, you think, oh, this isn't that good.
It's worth nothing.
Because I drove it to Darwin, and when I got to Darwin, I thought, I am never, ever, ever driving back out of Darwin because it's such a long way. And I look at it now, 80, some even more than that.
Wow.
I'll find out what the model was, but that was many years ago. Would love to know, 1-3-3-5-3. Yeah, what'd you get rid of? What is it worth now?
Benny in your minor, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good,
mate. We're looking at things that you got rid of and you wish you hadn't have. What's yours?
I've got a big one of those, mate. When I was about 18, 19, I had a Holden SS Tirana, LX hatchback V8 manual, and I sold it for about $2,500. Yeah. And these days, even an average one of them is worth about $130,000,
$140,000. Yeah.
Wow.
You just want to punch yourself in the face, don't you? Seriously.
I don't have too many regrets in life, but that is definitely one of them.
You know, I was just saying to Mazzy before, and I tried to bring the car up, and it was a 1973 Ford Falcon GT. And
no way.
Yeah, and 160,000. I'm looking, same colour, yellow.
Online now.
I said to Mazzy,
So what was that, an XY or an XW or something like that? Can you remember?
Never good with acronyms, mate. I have no idea. All I know.
Was it a V8?
It was a V8. Yes, it was a V8.
Yeah.
Exactly, I said to Mazzy, it was the same colour. It was the yellow. It had white interior, not black. This one's got a black interior.
You would never know, though. Like, you just wouldn't think that a piece of junk that you got rid of in whatever year it was, Benny, would be worth that much money today because it seems insane.
But there was heaps of them around, you know, exactly that. Yeah. You just thought, well, they weren't rare or anything, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I sold it to the newsreader in Darwin for $1,500.
Yeah.
And I think
see if you can buy it back. Because if he's got no idea what it's worth, you could get it back for $1,500.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I'm hearing you.
Benny, let's cry together.
And that's a wrap. If you missed Paddy and Maz this morning, get the show podcast on the Listener app.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Maz. Driven by Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.